Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast on a Monday. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily is here.
Hi.
Slow Joe as well. And why don't you take a listen to the Share Your Salary we had on today. It's one-on-one paraeducator Amanda, and then we will talk after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that retail store manager Amanda is making $75,000 a year. On the phone with us this morning is Jessica, who lives in Kent. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Oh, it sounds like we just woke you up out of bed.
A little bit.
All right. Jessica, by the way, is a one-on-one paraeducator. So we will find out more about that coming up here when we ask you a bunch of questions. We'll put a minute on the clock, Jessica, if that's okay. Try to wake you up a little bit with some Q&A. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song, collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make every year. And then you will tell everybody. You will share your salary, Jessica.
All right.
Paraeducator Jessica. Okay, here we go. Emily, if you're ready, a minute on the clock, go.
All right. So what does it mean to be a one-on-one paraeducator?
So I work in a classroom and I work with like one specific kid in the classroom.
Okay, do you work at a public or a private school?
Public school.
What grade is this child in?
Second grade.
So you work with one kid for an entire day and that's it?
Yeah.
And you work with the same kid all year?
Yes.
Are you in a union?
Yes.
Will you go to third grade with this child?
If he stays in the same school or same district, yes.
What is the biggest challenge of your job, Jessica?
Probably trying to keep his schedule and keeping him up with all the other kids in class, like where he's supposed to be.
How long have you been doing this?
I started last year.
Do you believe there's a link between vaccinations and autism?
No.
Do you have any choice of which child you get paired with?
Yeah.
Best gift a student ever gave you?
I got a Starbucks gift card.
Do you work another job
Emily,
in the
time
summer?
Is up. Jessica and Kent, a one-on-one paraeducator. Great job. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help out, this is where you get involved. And we, especially me, look forward to your text messages. What do you think Jessica's making? Text that guest right now to 46150. We're going to play the song 3 minutes away from finding out because Jessica is going to share her salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Jessica, who lives in Kent. We just woke her up, but I thought she did a heck of a job with the Q&A. She's a one-on-one paraeducator. What else did we just learn, Emily?
So she stays with one kid all throughout the year and will actually go to the next grade with him if he stays in the school district. And she helps him in the classroom. Right now he's in second grade and she does get some say in the child she gets paired with. And the best gift she was ever given was a Starbucks gift card.
How much was on that gift card, by the way?
I think it was like $25.
Woo! That'll get you two drinks. Okay. The winner the last time we played was me. I'm going to go with a text message. I always do. Amanda in Silverdale because she's in a union. And Amanda put that in the text message. 85.
Whoa.
Big. I think she's a specialist. Emily, over to you.
Well, because you've only been doing it for a year, I'm going to go lower. I don't think you earn what you should, but I'm going to go 40.
Mm. Wow, big disparity, Emily, between you and I. Normally, it's not that much.
Yeah.
Slow Joe bringing up the rears. Let me guess, 62?
32.
What?
Yep.
You guys are crazy. All right, listen. Then again, I might be crazy. Amanda and Silverdale might be crazy. I don't know. Jessica, that's why we do it. So it's time to share your salary, Jessica. Time to tell everybody how much money you make every year as a one-on-one paraeducator. What's the number?
I make about $24,000.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
How do you live on that?
Barely.
I'm wondering, like, are you continuing your education?
I'm working on that right now because, like, you can do it when you just take a test and there's a certification you can get. So that'll probably bump it up a little bit. And then I can actually continue on from there and become like a teacher.
I think this is the one time where being in a union didn't exactly pay off the way that we planned. Mm-hmm. By the way, I saw on the news last Friday that the Bonnie Lake area, those paraeducators are actually on strike. So they didn't have school on Friday in the Sumner-Bonnie Lake area because the paraeducators decided not to go to work. Hmm. And the actual school supported the strike. They said, yeah, these folks need to make more money.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Walkout time, sit-in time, tune-in, tune-out, Jessica, drop-in, drop-out, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, it breaks our heart that teachers don't make more money. And I don't think I've ever seen a bigger example of this than you.
Yeah, more money would be great.
Yeah. All right, stop by. I'm going to write you a check, Jessica. We love you, and keep up the good fight. It'll get better.
Thanks, guys.
So there you go. Sadly, one-on-one paraeducator Amanda, who was a little sleepy on the phone, which, by the way, I kind of like that. I mean, if you're not going to make a lot of money, at least sleep in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On a Monday. I love you. Hello, it's 8 o'clock. It's like, you know, my wife's not having a busy day. I'm like, what are you doing right now? Brushing my teeth.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wow. I love that. Anyway, yeah, $24,000 a year.
You know, tough. I think probably, and we have had plenty of paraeducators on, and it's always like an entry point into the teaching profession for a lot of people. So maybe that's just it. She sounded like she was still going to school too.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that nobody made a comment, and I'm talking about nobody, either one of you. And I don't think maybe in the segment was the right place to make the comment, but I slipped in a very serious question. It just sort of went, but it was in the 60-second time frame. Hmm. But I'm wondering if any of my questions stuck out as odd to you guys.
Well, I'm so used to them being like irrelevant to the salary.
Well, and this was totally irrelevant to the salary. That's my mark.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I'm saying it also had some, it's very controversial and it makes a lot of people really angry. I'm not going to say it's as divisive as politics, but if you have children, people, this is a hot...
Oh, the vaccination?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a big thing, man. Like, when you're a parent, if you're, like, anti-vax, you are, like, it's a big thing. And in the state of Washington right now, too, they're putting into effect a mandatory state law where you have to have your child vaccinated to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people. In fact, Vashon Island is one of the biggest unvaccinated populations of living human beings in the country, if not the world.
Huh.
Because they're very earthy and farmy and hippie and I'm not saying that in any kind of a bad way, trust me, but that's the kind of a large part of the mindset over there. So it's a big thing.
Hmm.
But she did answer her opinion.
Yeah.
Was no.
Yeah, I that's one of those things. It's like, what? Hey, what God do you believe in? You know what I mean?
It's a heavy ad. Yeah. Like in this day and age, it's a really heavy question.
Totally.
In fact, I mean, my wife and I have certain beliefs about Jude and what we did, and we don't have to get into all that. It's like politics. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We feel very strongly one way.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about it, you bring that up at a dinner, it's like talking about Trump or anything else.
Oh,
it is just like, what? There is no tolerance for the conversation when it comes to vaccinations. In fact, there's a couple of documentaries and there's shows and there's this and that, but it's a big topic. If you're a parent, I don't know, there's a lot of people who are just like, I don't believe it that vaccinations are linked to autism.
Right.
So it's not a big deal. My kids are all vaccinated. We're all good. But there's a whole other side to it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying. And I was just real curious for her. She's a paraeducator.
Yeah.
What her thoughts were. So.
Speaking of autism, there's now doing research that the autism is linked to the waves that we're getting from like these 5G towers and everything.
Ugh.
And in China and other places, they're wearing like coats and stuff that keep that away from that because they get one child.
Yeah.
And so they don't want an autistic one.
Yeah.
And I heard this whole long podcast about it and it was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. There are so many non-natural forces that we expose ourselves to. I mean, I think about what this Apple Watch is doing to my body every day.
Well, people are
and
like,
I'm Mr. Health Guy. I'm like zapping myself with cancer.
Whenever anybody gives me crap about vaping, like because of the unforeseen consequences that may show up at some point.
Are you ready for a vaping
Well,
rant?
This has nothing to do with vaping, but I'm like, my counter argument is you have no idea what like 800 things that you're exposing yourself to every day is going to do to you in 20 years from now. So
the only shocking thing that we can all agree on, and everybody has different opinions on where it's coming from. I mean, obviously we have cancer and that's a major thing that didn't used to be a major thing. But man, when you look at like the rate of autism in America with kids, it is like before a certain year, it literally almost didn't exist. And then it's like, boom, it's like childhood obesity. It is so crazy. And you can link it to certain dates with certain things that we started doing and this, that, and the other. But it's shockingly so rampant. It's like peanut allergies, but which weren't even a thing when
I
we were kids.
I also feel like some of that is... It wasn't diagnosed. It was still there.
True.
It just wasn't diagnosed. I mean, a lot of autism before was just, oh, you're weird, or oh, you're, you know, crazy, or oh, you're whatever. I mean, it's the same thing as alcoholism was not considered alcoholism. It was, you're put in a funny farm. You're crazy. There's something wrong with you. So,
right.
I mean, I think it was still, maybe not as rampant by means, but I think it was around.
Well, and with that comes, you get to a place where like, okay, here's a new thing. And then you get to a place where there's overdiagnosis, where everybody has a thing, and it's got to be called something. And trust me, my mom is the queen of this, but most of that stuff, you know, they lump all the stuff together. But I remember, to your point, Emily, we had a kid in middle school, and he was super smart, super outgoing, but he would today be HDAD or just hyperactivity disorder, whatever. But what he would do, and I know you've heard this before, you're probably sick of hearing it, but it was back like when you were saying, like, he just could not sit still. He couldn't get through a 30 or 40 minute class. So he would, in between each classes, the teachers all knew the drill. He's like, if I gotta focus my brain, I'm gonna run. I go, he literally would sprint to the track. He would run around the track for like 5 minutes, full sprint, and go to the next class.
To get that energy out?
So he could sit through the next class. So he could relax his body and mind enough to... And that's how he handled it, which I think if today's kids weren't also obese, they could probably do the same thing. No, I'm kidding. But again, yeah, before there was a pill, that's what you would do. But we were like, dude, what's wrong with that kid?
Yeah.
But he was getting through. And you know what? Guess what? He was like straight A kid. I think, I mean, I didn't stick around. It was middle school, but pretty sure he went on to do great things.
Probably pretty good cardio, too.
Yeah. The Kenyan runner. Just set the 2 hour, minute, whatever, marathon. All right. So coming up tomorrow, we got another great Share Your Salary. Amanda, thank you for being on. By the way, if you have we got our first podcast? No.
Nope.
Call now. We'll give you $1 billion. Joe at seattlewolf.com. If you ever want to be a part of Share Your Salary, people are boycotting this podcast now because it's not the afterthought. Yeah. They'll come around.
We'll see.
They'll get you. Don't you worry.
They will or we
always
will.
Comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the two. Yeah. When our boss comes, hey, no one's listening to the new one.
Go back to the old way.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow on the show, don't, because I know it, because it's going to be inbound salesperson Jessica from Xfinity.
Close. Justine.
Justine.
Everything else is right.
We had a Jessica recently.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we had two Amandas in a row, or did I write that down wrong?
I think you might have wrote that down wrong.
Okay, I knew. Because the other one was Jessica, I think.
Yes, it was, because
I said Jessa.
Yes,
missed
exactly.
The edit. All right, love you guys, and we will see you back tomorrow morning for another podcast.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.